Everyone, good evening. You've tuned in to Radiance by Design. My name is Veronica Entwistle. I'm an intuitive and energy counselor, and who are you? This is a show that's a call-in show. I love to take your calls, but always I like to start with a meditation. Now, we've just moved into 2012, and there's lots of huge, huge traumas, especially in systems shattering and breaking down. Financial systems, we're seeing a lot of people under tremendous stress financially and in making their goals clear and so on. And yet we're seeing a lot of you out there that are having magic. You're using magic. You're creating magic with your mind and your hearts, and you're learning to hop from rock to rock. I had a boyfriend once. Well, he wasn't a boyfriend. He was a friend. And when I was going through a huge transition, I think I've mentioned this on my show before, he took me down to the beach in Vancouver, where I live, Vancouver, B.C., and there were tons and tons of rocks on this beach. And he grabbed my hand and he said, "Now we've got to run really fast." He called it rock hopping. And we ran and ran and ran almost over the tops of all these rocks. He said, "If you stop and descend into each one, then you have big problems. Each one becomes almost insurmountable." So it was hilarious. I look back and go, how did we do that? We didn't trip. We didn't stumble. We didn't twist our ankles. We just flew over the tops of these rocks. I love that. In any case, that's sort of the idea of what's going on with us all right now. We're learning to pick out of our mind and our hearts, pick the enthusiasm and the perception that helps bring our what would we say is our own deeper treasures within, the way that we ourselves want to see our lives flowing. Bring them up from deep down inside. What are your gifts? What is it that you yourself really want to do on this planet? Bring up those gifts. I want to feel happy. I want to feel joyful. I want to be working with kids. I want to be an artist. All of those things. Bring up the kind of feelings that you have in your mind's eye. And really feel them and have them run through your body like mad. Those of you who listen also to Jackie's show, we've been paying a lot of attention to beliefs. So here's the other thing is bring up what kind of beliefs you have. I discovered another one in myself, which was, oh, and I want to say that sometimes it's really hard to bring up beliefs in yourself because they're kind of hiding in the belly area, in the subconscious, or who knows which muscle or bone in your body. But when you set your sight on bringing up what the belief structure is, underneath everything, you find a lot of amazing things. And I started to say, I have this funny belief that I'll always be second. And that's because I have a very strong older sister, I believe. Or I don't know why it is. It might be because I always came second in Monopoly. I don't know what it is, but the belief doesn't have to reign anymore. So the whole consciousness about creating our reality, it is very, very, very helpful to bring up your beliefs and take a look at them. And in my case, I have to chuckle and go, oh, ha, ha, ha. Because it's not really the truth, it's just what you believe. And if you really let yourself have it, and it's in your subconscious, it becomes a kind of a truth in that you'll always get yourself sort of short-cheated or stopped by those limiting forces that are deep down in your psyche. And who knows where they came from? They might have come from other lives. They came from reactions here and reactions there. And like I said once before on one of my shows, I think it was 2 weeks ago, that our beliefs can be like the pin or the push pin that sticks a butterfly to a corkboard. The wings can't unfold, the chrysalis can't, or the butterfly can't transform or fly over the flowers or anything as long as it's pinned like that. And you and I are often pinned by our belief. So, in the middle of the rolling thunders of these times of the dissemblement of all kinds of systems, whether they be political, economic, spiritual, pick a thing, anything, family, a lot of families are pulling apart and so on. In the middle of it all, we're left with a really wonderful, wonderful power. And that's the power of dropping inside, also calling in your own guides and angels, and setting up goals and presentations that come from way down deep inside of yourself, and then pulling aside or taking apart away from the drive that you are, that underbrush made up of ancient beliefs that are probably about as irrelevant as mine. Well, they're not irrelevant if you don't get them out of the way, but once you bring them up, jot them down on a piece of paper, but once you bring them up, they begin to kind of melt. They begin to dissipate. They begin to unravel. And then guess what? Your manifestations, your visualizations, and especially how you feel your visualizations, that is, I see myself moving through this business or that business or becoming multidimensional and so on. You throw in there a really deep feeling about what it's like. I was listening to a Galexis CD today, and they were talking about something that you and I know, but I loved the way they said it. And it was from the June interview from Paradigm Shifters that we did. And they were talking about feeling that you can be as rich as can be and can feel deeply insecure. And that security, remember this, we all know this, but I needed to hear it, that security is a feeling, it's not a reality. As a human being, it's not a safe place, is it? But if you're inside in the truth of who you are and pulling away a lot of old beliefs and substructures that aren't really a choice right now, and you let yourself feel the unfoldment potential in your visualizations, in your imagination, and your potential on the earth, you feel safer. You feel more secure. You've got your hands on the steering wheel of your creation and your reality. So let's get together right now and let's do some creative visualization. Let's do a meditation and see what we can come up with together. I'd really like you to call in as well. I'd like you to call in and talk about what kinds of things you're doing in your life. And what's stuck? What would you like to get going? What would you like to unstick? And let's have some fun. I love it when you call in and tell me what's going on. Some of you have called regularly, and Bob and I were talking about it recently, how some of the callers, whether they're my own clients, my counseling clients, or callers from the radio shows, it almost doesn't matter, but you really can watch some amazing light moving up through people and watching people reach more and more of what it is they dream about. I love that. So let's do our meditation together. And remember, one of the reasons I love to do it together at the beginning of the shows is because it helps connect us all in our in a vibrational community. And as 2012 amps up, and as we keep hearing about certain systems are breaking apart, and there need to be new systems pushing up through. And the new systems are going to have to include much more community consciousness, much more cooperativeness, much more you and I being a win-win support for one another. How does that sound? So let's close our eyes and take a deep breath. And let's call in the presence of our guides and angels and higher self. Some of you might remember Caroline Corey, who was a paradigm shifter a couple of years ago. I was re-listening to her interview, and she was talking about we're all different kinds of, or we come from different categories of spirit flow. And really all you have to do is intend, ask and intend, and it is much, much easier for you to hook up with source energy for your particular, what would we call it, stream of spirit flow. So let's call in our connection with source, our own special connection with source, and our higher guidance. And now above your head, about 2 miles, create a golden ball, a radiant golden ball. Below your spine, about 40 feet, another golden ball. Let's drop a filament of light from the upper golden ball down through your spine, right into the lower golden ball. Now you're on a skewer, aren't you? If you wanted, you could spin on that, but we're not going to take the time right now. You can do that on your own. Drop a four-sided pyramid from the upper golden ball to about waist height. And then upside down, meeting it point to point, another golden pyramid, and have its point move into the lower golden ball. So when those two pyramids, one pointing up and one pointing down, meet, you have yourself in an octahedron, an eight-sided structure. And inside that, use a crystal ball and have that ball nudge the inside edges of your octahedron. And now we stop and take a look at the colors and the shape and the size of your crystal ball. And inside of that, you do a star tetrahedron. Star tetrahedron is the three-dimensional Star of David, and you're inside of it. Can you feel it? And now start spinning and spinning and spinning. And as you spin and spin, take a look at the magical screen in front of you. And we're going to place a few movies on that screen. On the first part of the screen, you're going to see a movie of you, yourself, and what you want to become. I want to become, I always say this, multidimensional, consciously multidimensional, and also coming from the heart. What is it you want? You might want something different, right? So what we're going to do is right back into what we spoke about with our manifestation. I feel myself becoming consciously multidimensional. Aspects of myself from all over the universes, and really being conscious about that. And I'm laughing, I'm enjoying it, and I feel the freedom and the clarity. Also, I feel an interesting familiarity and safety about it. Yes, and then I smile, wrap it in light, and move to my next movie. And that's where we build a picture, a wonderful movie, about what it is we want to create. And for most of you, I always say I want to do a movie or a television show, and I'm going to say that again. There's other things as well, but I'm going to put that one up there. Television show, and I see all the pieces, all the resources that I need are coming and absolutely surrounding the presentation of this television show. I see the pieces coming together and building the beautiful structure. Maybe what you want is home and family. Maybe you want partnership. Maybe you want to write a book, dance the dance. Maybe you want to build a house. Maybe you want to travel the world. It doesn't matter. So I'll do my TV show, and then you can call in and tell me what you're doing. And as I do my TV show, I see all the pieces coming together. I see the network really loving it. And I see all the resources that it takes to make this an ongoing project, to sustain my project. And I see myself laughing, enjoying it, and of course, bottom line, always growing and growing and growing. And when I feel like that's actually happening, I'm going to wrap it in light and then move it aside. And now let's open the Galactic Healing Center. And the Galactic Healing Center is much more than a hospital. It's just an amazing place. We have a healing team, a magical, probably unseen beings, but some of you use seeing beings, and have them stand around the table, the pristine table that's right there. And you're the first person to come in and lie on the healing table. And ask your guidance, ask the healing team around you for what it is you want, or else ask them what they know that you need. and have them work magic on you. I can feel it. The presence is very powerful. And see what they're doing with you. I'm asking for a lot of help right now for a number of reasons, and I feel like they're helping me. You know, one of the things they're doing for me right now is nurturing me. What's going on with you and your healing team? Good. And when you feel like it's ongoing, if they have any messages for you, let them tell you what that is. Okay. Oh, that's interesting. Okay, I just got a little message from myself. Did you? So let's wrap that in light and move it to the side. Remember, your healing team replicates itself, and there's a wonderful new table there. And who is it you want to bring in? I've gone traveling. That's why I'm not going to be on Jackie's show later. I'm traveling because I have a friend who's about to make her transition. So we're bringing her in. A wonderful woman who's very spiritual, and she's fought the good fight trying to deal with her cancer, and I pray that they help with her transition, that it make it easier and more delightful, and that something she's asked for. She wants to see more as she goes. So they're moving her brain. They've got their etheric hands on her mind, or her brain, on her skull. That's it. Yes. And they seem to be working with her brain, almost massaging it, prompting action in the pituitary, and the pineal, and the hypothalamus. There we are. All kinds of brain action here. And some soothing throughout the body. And then they wrap her in light. And they'll continue that process in love. Okay. And now we're bringing another person in. A young person who's having an awful financial time and can't seem to get a job and has a family. We're bringing this person in and wrapping him in light. That's it. And the guides and the team, the healing team, is moving also with his brain and the parts of his body that have recorded a defensive belief structure. We're saying it's his defenses that are preventing. Now, this is really interesting. I want to talk about this later. If you want to manifest, I'll talk about it right now. If you want to manifest where it is you want to be and you want to go, rather than holding tight and being defended, it's much more important to really see and feel the vision that you prefer. That's it. And so they're moving his defense through him, and he's fighting them. So again, they're whispering to him, asking him if he's willing to release his defense. He's defending a position he doesn't want to have, if you know what I mean. Don't we all do that? It's a position that keeps us smaller. Each of us has that. So they're moving the energy around. Excellent. I see him just like suddenly got softer all through. Now let's wrap that in light and do our political one. I don't know if any of you have seen this, but there's some information online about how, and I'm not saying this is exactly what's going to happen, but there's information online about the fact that our economic system may collapse and a new system has to come up, and that there might be the washing of some debts or quite a few debts as it changes around, because there's been so much corruption that's dropping even countries, right? So we're going to bring in, on our table, we're going to put the whole economic system again. We did this once before. But let's bring it in. And in that whole economic system, we're seeing job insecurity, and we're seeing mortgage swindles. We're seeing people, so many foreclosures, people not knowing what to do and who to trust, and that a few get most of the dollars. Let's just see how it seems to be right now. I'm exaggerating, making it black and white on purpose. Okay, so as we see all these pieces that are black and white, let's see rising up in the middle a fountain of a new possibility. And we don't have to try and define what that new possibility is right now. We just let it rise up and dance, almost like in front of the, is it the Bellagio in Las Vegas that has that dancing fountain? I'm just seeing these colored waters spurting up and dancing all around this financial struggle that's global. And what's bouncing up in the waters, this beautiful fountain that's popping up, are new concepts and new ideas that both are fruitful for the land, the soil, and for people all over the world. And we see that in the dancing of the lights in the water, there are some people who've got very tight hands on the controls, softening, releasing their grip, and seeing the greater good. Now let's just infuse this whole thing. Let's just keep infusing it. Good. And let's see, what are the options? It's kind of like, cooperative growing areas, greenhouses, bartering systems, a new kind of monetary system, countries intersecting with each other in order to create a different kind of sharing. What do you see? And then let's see Mr. Obama. Let's wrap that in light and then bring in Obama and put him on a new table. And let's wrap him in light and have our healing team work with him, that he have the courage to speak his piece and to really enjoy some of his more ideal focuses in spite of those people that want to influence him. What do you think? All right, so let's step back into the Galactic Healing Center. Oh, we didn't do this one. Let's call in the beautiful pink light from way out into the universe and bring it down through your hands and your arms and out your heart and back down your arms and hands and pat it in places all over the world where there are tremendous pressures. Pat this beautiful, pat, 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 beautiful pink, harmonious, salmon pink, radiant light all over the hot spots. The sick places, the war places, the places that need healing, the structures that need to have dominion rather than domination. That's right. And let's use that pink light to send healing and harmony to people all over the world. And now just cover the entire globe in this beautiful light of harmony, coming from your arms and hands and heart, your intention, your mind. Good. And have it go round and round and round the planet. And then come back in through your hands, up your arms into your own heart. Whirl around up through the heart, right out through the top of your head, and out into the great central sun. Pop back in your body and zipper up the healing center. Let's pop back into the star tetrahedron and start spinning and spinning and spinning. How does that seem? That was really fun for me. Now I see actually there's a couple, I see a man and a woman here. You're fairly young and I think you've got a baby or there's somebody that, yeah. And it seems like there's huge financial pressure here. She's not feeling very well, and he's under a lot of pressure maybe he's got back pain, and they don't even know what to do. What we're saying is, let's send some of this healing light to all three of them. Yeah. And we want to say to him particularly, stop being so rigid. Drop that rigidity. Drop that rigidity and let the light of possibility move up through your body and fill your body with light. Because you have the possibility of a job right around the corner that suits you a lot better. But what you have to do is drop. I have to say it again, because no sooner do we finish that and your body gets really tense and rigid. And you know what? I understand, because when we're really afraid, we get like that, don't we? We get like stiff as a board and scared stiff to dream. I say, send this light up through your body again. If you have to do it every few minutes for a while, you can practice. And then as you send it up through your body, envision that you've got a job you like, and you go there regularly, and it supports you and your family. And you also want love for your partner, because when I see this going on, the two people are being combative one to the other. But you know what? That just sets up the tension, and then neither of you is radiating the vision that you want and the potential that you have. You both have amazing sensitivity and amazing potential to be able to be efficient and giving in work. And there you go. That's better. And I say that to the young woman as well. We're sending light up through your body. And where you feel weakened and unformed, it's starting to get stronger. You notice he gets really rigid and she gets really unformed. And that's an equation, isn't it? One helps create the other. Was that a call? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air, and I'm glad.
Hi, Veronica. This is Jean. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you? I was thinking about you. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Happy New Year to you.
And to you. It's a crazy year, isn't it? A dynamic 2012. Wow.
Yeah, I heard a lot about that.
Yes, haven't we all? I don't think it's scary, but we've sure heard enough to go, a little trepidation maybe, huh? I don't think we need to be. I think we need to keep our sights strong and powerful. Tell me about you. Do you have a question for me?
Yes, actually I do. I just wanted to ask you about my parents. I'm a little worried about their health.
Yeah, your mother's having an awful time, isn't she?
Pardon, my mother?
It looks like your mother is feeling weak, and she's very emotional right now. She seems to have, I don't think she's really sick, but she seems to be kind of feeling weak. Do you know what I mean?
Like depressed?
I think her energy is low. And she's questioning herself. I think she's not very fit, is she?
Yeah, she's not.
Because I feel like her legs are weak and her belly area is very weak and her, I don't think she's sick. I just think she's weakening with the years. And I think part of it is grief, and she's just letting it sort of pile up in her and not sorting it out. Does that make sense?
Yeah, ever since she moved into a new place, it's a little rural area, and she's pretty much depressed. And I think, in a way, she's a little bored and doesn't have really good friends.
Well, I'm a little worried that I don't see her as sick. I see her as needing support, and you've just explained why. Are you going home again?
I'm thinking, and I'm really worried about my father. Do you think he's okay?
Was he taken to the doctor recently? He was, wasn't he?
He had back surgery last year, and since then, he looks very weak. And since last November, we talked like a video chat through Skype every week. And he looks weaker and weaker, and I'm really concerned about him.
Have you asked him? Because, yeah, I think he needs to go to the doctor.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. And the problem with your parents, and this is true for a lot of us, is they're being... there's a lot going on inside of them emotionally that they're not dealing with, and it's pulling them down. And I don't want to do on global radio a big diagnosis on your father, but I feel like he's getting fragile in some of his major organs, or one in particular. And it's just exhaustion and heart. It's like he feels depressed, and he feels not hopeless or heartless, but something like things have not worked the way he thought. He feels like things are more meaningless right now. Does that make sense?
He's also under a lot of stress because my mother's stressed. She's depressed, and she's a very loving person, but sometimes she takes out on him. And I think it really makes him tired.
Well, I want to say this. You know, when I was talking about my young couple that were having financial problems, what happens in couples is they do pass back and forth some really dire situations, and your father's feeling quite defeated. So you've just explained probably why. He feels like he hasn't done the right thing by your mother. And that all that, this is more like, does he ever get dramatic? Because I feel like he wants to say, it's all I've done, and it's never been right or never been enough or something. And it's draining him.
Because they are in Korea, I really don't know whether he... But my sister, who lives nearby, and she meets them every day, and she once expressed that my father, before he was like a man of few words, but he these days he starts complaining about my mother and things that don't work. So I think he's I can feel that he's being under a lot of pressure.
I think it's too much pressure because what's happening, I don't know how old he is. Is he 70 yet? He's not, is he?
He's 80, and actually this February, he will have an 80th birthday.
Yeah, because so he feels like all he's done in his life has not been enough.
Oh.
And that's a horrible feeling to have, and it's draining him. I'm concerned about his pancreas or something. Could be just his gallbladder, but it looks like the pancreas. He just feels like he's... you know how you feel sometimes when you go, oh, I just don't see how I can ever be enough, right? We've all felt like that at some point, haven't we?
Yeah.
And so he feels like in her pain, he hasn't ever done enough. But it's not only about her, it's about... several phases in his life that challenged him. And at 80, of course, he's going to have a lot of challenges, right?
Right.
I think you can help him mostly by... Will he let you speak out? Okay, when you're doing Skype, for example, can you tell him he's looking a little rough and you want him to go to the doctor?
Haven't talked about him yet, but talked about it with him yet. But probably I will tell him. But I don't know just whether he's. Sometimes he says like, "Oh, it's okay. I'm fine. Don't worry about anything."
Say, look here, Dad. I'm bossing you around now. I'll tell you what. The other thing is that you might want to give him. You can try this. This is a bit cheeky, but you might want to give him some compliments and build him up and start to recognize a few of the things you really admire about him, things he's done because he's lost faith that he's done good things that have been useful for his family. And I was going to say for a lot of men, but I want to say for all of us. But I think especially for men who think they're running a family a certain way, it's really important to give them some recognition for what they've done. Because he's floundering on that. He's just fading. That makes sense? Can you think of a few things you can go? Like, I can right away because your dad has been, you're living over here, your life was in Korea, and your dad has been one who's championed you and tried to help you through all of your changes over here, hasn't he?
Right, right.
So that alone is worth acknowledging. It's not, and ladies and gentlemen, as you know, it's not simply about compliments, is that people, so often when I'm doing my work, people get healings, at least small ones even, for being recognized for who they really are, you know, instead of just superficial things. And your dad needs some kind of recognition. He needs to be built up. He needs to be seen and known. He needs to feel free of his own self-judgment at this point. And I don't think your mom can help him with that because she's busily stumbling around her own pain, you know? And isn't that what happens in families quite a bit? Especially when there's a lot of trauma.
Mm.
What do you think of that?
I don't know. It's just particularly hard for me to see them like that, and I cannot do anything for them.
I know, but you can talk to them. You can tell them about especially your dad. You see, if your dad can start getting, I don't know, I just feel like I want to build him up first, and that will raise your mom. Does that make sense?
Okay.
She also has a sister. Does she have a sister? There's a woman coming to visit them, and that'll be helpful, too.
Yeah, I have a sister, younger sister there. She just is very close to them.
I think there's another woman coming to visit her, and that I think it's a sister or sister-in-law or someone, and it really lifts her. It makes her feel like it's possible. Whatever it is possible. She feels like she's been pulled away. She's judging your dad for the move, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it really, do you think it was a good move? Technically, it was a good move, right?
Yeah, I think so. But I think they had, like, no other choice.
Well, I feel like ultimately it will be a good move once she's made the adjustment. And because there's an influx of a couple more people, especially one woman, and that will make her life a little more interesting. So instead of worrying, you want to send them light and really tell them things. What's that?
Yeah, I send light. I think of especially my father almost every day.
Yeah.
And I try to send them light. I'm thinking of visiting for his 80th birthday. Do you think it might help? It's difficult for me to take vacation at this point, but just for 1 week, I want to see him.
I think that's a really good idea.
Okay.
Find out, but it looks like you can do it. It'll be a short trip.
Oh, yeah, it's a short trip. And then I just want to ask him to come over here to visit me.
I think that's a really good idea. And I'm not sure if he'll want to come. I'm not sure if he'll actually come.
Oh, really? Why not?
I don't know. There seems to be something that stops him, but the fact that you invite him makes him feel important. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah,
he needs to be lifted. We all need to be praised and recognized at times. And your father is really in that kind of time right now.
Do you think something is going to happen to my father?
I'm not going to predict that sort of thing on the radio, honey. I can't do that.
I know, but I'm ready.
But he can use your help. You can. I promise you this. You can help him a lot. Lift your voice to him and really remind him what a great dad he's been and how much you love him and how much you respect him. He needs that right now. I think he's in a slump because they feel like they've failed or something, and they haven't.
Oh.
So let us, you'll have to call in and let us know. I know you're up late, so.
Yeah.
Take care.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your call.
So this is
Veronica Entwistle saying, isn't it interesting how people interact with one another? We can make each other weak, and we can help each other get strong. But when a couple, and that's two stories about a couple, when a couple is under a time of great change, hello? When a couple is having a time of great change, it's quite easy to weaken one another at that point. And it's really worth taking a look around. Goody, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Hi, Happy New Year. This is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. I'm really good. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Did you get your job yet?
No, that's why I'm calling.
Lisa, you're single, aren't you?
Yes, I am. You remembered.
Okay. So your question is whether you're going to get a job, right?
Yeah, I'm more focused on that. I mean, I'm sure the love life will probably figure itself out, but I was more concerned about work.
So tell me this, and this is for everybody at home to learn from you, girl. What are you doing in your visioning and in your expression of your vision? Like, what are you doing to manifest in the world?
Well, I know exactly what I want to do. I've been writing. I write screenplays and plays. And now I'm enrolling people in helping me produce them.
Good.
And I'm interviewing all week. A lot. So I feel like I'm on the path. I'm just hoping that it happens sooner than later.
Honey, I think you've got two possibilities coming up. One is better than the other.
Ah.
Yeah, and one of them is, when we call it better than the other, it looks like one of them has more open doors. You know how like a wall socket has some holes in it, you put so many plugs into it?
Uh-huh.
Pick the one that has the most socket holes, you see, because there's a couple of plugs go into it and expand its longevity, you see, and that's what you want. What you really need right now, I know you have a history as a writer, playwright, right?
Yes.
But you need something that's a little ongoing for a while. Do you understand that?
Consistent. Yeah, that's what I've been looking for, something consistent.
Yeah. You have several things coming up with all the interviews you've done, and you also have more interviews coming up. You notice that?
Yeah, I can feel that. I'm on a roll right now.
On a roll.
Which is good.
So we're saying pick the one that has the most socket holes, if that makes sense. Because you have the option for one that's going to go on for quite a while. And finally it dwindles, but what it looks like is before it dwindles, you've got a couple more avenues beginning to emerge, so you won't worry too much. So one of them's going to launch you fairly well, I would say. And then you'll be off and running, and you're going to phone and tell us all about it, right?
Yes. So do you get a sense of, like, this happening sooner than later?
Yes, I do. I get a sense soon. Only the problem with me is I'm not always the best person about telling time.
I see.
For some clients, I am. But for some reason, there's something between a reading and a certain person where it isn't always easy to tell. And I can't quite tell, although to me it looks pretty soon. Like a week or two, you know.
Oh, that would be awesome.
But if you phone me in 10 years and say you're still looking, I'll have to.
That would be awful.
I'm just kidding, and I shouldn't even kid like that. So cancel that thought. And I wanted to remind you, Lisa, are you manifesting by seeing yourself going there to the play and being part of the production? You want to be part of the production, don't you?
Well, yeah, and I'm a writer, so I think I'm kind of creative when it comes to my visioning. Like, I write it all down. I figure it all out.
I just want to make sure that you're energizing a lot of it. Are you?
I feel like I am, yes.
Good girl. Because that's really crucial.
Got you.
Other than that, I think you're on your roll, kid.
Good. I can feel it, too, so I'll let you know what happens.
Yeah, and happy New Year, although I think we talked after the New Year, did we?
Oh, no, I don't think so.
Okay, well, happy New Year.
Thank you.
this is such a dynamic year. Make the dynamic your own style. How about that?
Oh, I like that. I'll write that down.
All right, honey, take care, and thanks for your call.
Thanks.
All right. Wow, it is a dynamic year, isn't it? Remember that we've got several things to do, and one is, and I don't think this is Lisa's problem at all, one is checking out what beliefs you have underneath it. Now, with Jean, I noticed that one of her beliefs, and I didn't talk to you about this, is that something's really wrong over there, and she's not doing enough. She feels that she can't go there. I go, those are the kinds of beliefs you bring up and you really hand over to God. And her core beliefs, I think she's got pretty good beliefs about her mom and dad. But you want to ask yourself so that you can feel the core beliefs underneath. The people that I talked about earlier, the young couple with the baby, that are kind of, he's getting very rigid and she's getting kind of formless, but I think they're a little better right now, so we might have touched them. But the belief they've got is, well, it's different from one to the other, but what's in her is that, oh, but it's not supposed to be like this. The man is supposed to be able to look after everything. And what he's got is, there's something like, there's no way I can handle this. There's all kinds of people without work. There's no way I can handle this. And his whole body is just tense as can be. And he feels deep down unable. Just a sec. I'm trying to see the word. It's not incompetent, but it can appear that way by the time it gets to the surface. But way down deep inside, it's like I'm flawed. There's something the matter with me. I'm not enough. Way down deep. And then piled on that, there are reactions that come more from the society these days where he's saying, oh, nobody's getting jobs. I don't know how I'm going to do this. And I don't like myself, or I'm a failure, stuff like that. But way underneath it is, I'm just not enough. You are enough, honey, and you're going to get a job soon. But we're reminding you that if you get more flexible inside and release that tension and that trauma and that expectation that says nothing for you, you're going to find it much easier. Sometimes there's a... one of the things I really love watching is how when people break out of those... deep beliefs and those kind of little crusts and those holding tensions that they have, it's really amazing how much brighter they look and how much more fun they have, even if they haven't yet got the job. Remember that. Look at your life. Are you having fun? Are you really stressed out? I was talking to another young woman and said, what can I do to make things better? I'm trying to manifest. I say, drop the tension. The guides say immediately, drop that tension. Get with your partner and dream and dream and dream together about some wonderful, wonderful outcomes that feel really good and feel how they feel. And when you're simpatico with one another, you're really having a lot of respect for one another and mutually supportive for one another, and then you're putting your visions forward and manifesting for each other, your manifestation will happen much more quickly and much more easily. When you hold on to your dream like it's some kind of, something that's going to break apart if you let your finger up just a tiny bit, I don't think they manifest as well. Because in all of that resistance, it feels like you're saying, ah, but I know it can't happen unless I drive it. Remember that the universe is your buddy. The universe is your beloved friend. The universe is here behind you. I've been involved in the Oneness Blessings and really love that. I did it years ago and then went back to it recently. And I really love it lately. And it's that all these people all over the world are learning to raise the fields and frequency and run it from divinity or from the higher consciousness, whoever you access, through the hands and into the heads and brains of one another. And all kinds of people are awakening, because it's very possible when you shift the energy, or when you can feel divinity helping you shift the energy that comes into your body, because remember, you're a vibrational vehicle of light. What happens is a lot of life lifts and begins to manifest in a much kinder way. Also, there's a lot more accord amongst people. There's a lot more harmony in your life, and so on. So I want to end this show with a really wonderful, this is a very simple meditation. It's not really a meditation. Well, yeah, it is, actually. Each of us has the divinity within, don't we? Each of us has a fleck of the divine. So imagine divinity within your, let's do it, right into the heart chakra. Now imagine in front of you whoever represents or some representation of divinity for yourself. It can be light. It can just be light. It can be infinite universe. It can be Jesus, Mary, Buddha, Kuan Yin. It can be anyone or any depiction that brings a sense of divinity to you. Okay? And now we're going to do this 7 times. I want you to breathe into your chest, into the divinity within yourself. Breathe in, and then you're going to breathe out and be held by divinity as represented in front of you. We're going to do that 7 times. And you're going to be able to feel it connecting you with all kinds of people. So let's go. In to the divinity within, and out to be held by the divine. In and out to be held by the divine, and in to your divinity, held by the divine, in, held by the divine, in, and out to the divine. How does that feel? My name is Veronica Entwistle. I'm an intuitive and energy counselor. Most of you already know that. If you need a session with me, want a session with me, or you just want to check my website, it's Veronica at veronicaentwistle.com or www.veronicaentwistle.com. Paradigm Shifters on Tuesday night is going to be a different show. It's going to be the presentation of Lionel Fifield, who's a wonderful, wonderful man out of Brisbane, Australia. He's one who was pivotal in my waking up in 1977 or 78 or something in Vancouver, BC. He came and did a wonderful, wonderful talk. I think I mentioned it. He was an accountant, and he came over to Vancouver to give a talk on following your intuitive guidance. And he didn't have any money when he came, and he always, wherever he traveled, the money came to continue his process. So now, many, many years later, there he is in the relaxation center over in Brisbane, Australia, still being a pioneer, still really moving and grooving with awakening. They have a lot of guest speakers there and guest workshop people at the relaxation center in Brisbane. So we're going to chat with him about what life is like waking up in Australia. And then, of course, next Thursday night, we're going to be talking again on Radiance by Design. And at 8 o'clock tonight, stay tuned for Jackie Salvitti and ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. I think tonight, Jackie and the team are going to take your calls. I bowed out tonight because, basically, in honor of visiting over here on the Olympic Peninsula to see a friend who's transitioning and spending as much time with her as I can. So again, this is Veronica Entwistle saying thank you so much for listening to Radiance by Design. Remember, you're a vibrational vehicle of light. Remember, as you think, put some feeling into it. Trust yourself. When your feelings are up and your feelings are really rich, full of love and anticipation and honesty and dedication and all of those things, you radiate out there and your manifestations will increase in both rate and splendor. Again, this is Veronica Entwistle saying thank you so much for tuning in. We'll see you on Tuesday night. Good night. Many blessings. Thank you.